As you face challenges and difficulties, as your congregation faces challenges and difficulties, as your synod faces difficulties, as Christians struggle in this world, as has always been the case, it is purposeful.
Pastor Matt Harrison speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And the word of the Lord will not be thwarted. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So I tell you, rejoice. You have the gospel. You're forgiven. Rejoice. Heaven is yours. You're baptized. Rejoice.
You can listen to President Harrison's presentation, Making the Case for Being Joyfully Lutheran, on a recording from our 2019 Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you along with a recording of 15 Advent and Christmas hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir for a year-end tax-deductible donation of $300. Find out more and order at issuesetc.org. According to a 2014 Pew Research Center study, this is my own church body, the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, 51% of LCMS members surveyed stated that abortion should be illegal in all or most cases, while 46% said that it should be legal in all or most cases. What does that mean? Joining us to talk about Lutherans and life, Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. He's author of several books, including his latest, Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran? And he'll be a speaker at March for Life Chicago on Saturday, January the 11th. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd, and a blessed Advent to you and all your listeners.
Of course, Lutherans are people centered on the doctrine of justification, sinners declared righteous before God solely for Christ's sake. Why are we getting involved in a political issue like abortion?
Wow, what a question. Well, it's interesting that the word used in our tradition, in our Book of Concord, and in the Bible for justification is that God reckons us righteous. God was in Christ reconciling the world even before we were born. He was put to death for our transgressions and raised for our justification. Yes, there's a general justification. The sin of the world is paid for in Christ. And God, in time, acts in a way he planned from eternity to reckon all people free from sin. We get that reckoning. We obtain it when it comes to us by faith. And that means fundamentally God accounts each one of us as something, as precious. And each person that has ever lived, each person that has ever died, each person that has ever been conceived in a womb is reckoned something by God himself. And so therefore, how can I not reckon my neighbor beloved by God as well, even if that little neighbor is inside of a womb?
According to a 2014 Pew Research Center study, 51% of Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod members surveyed stated that abortion should be illegal in all or most cases, and 46% stated that abortion should be legal in all or most cases. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, isn't our culture powerful? So that is tragic, to be sure. On the positive side, when we vote on these things in our conventions where pastors are elected locally and lay people are elected locally to go to the national convention and their district conventions, by the way, we vote like at 99% pro-life all the way. And I think it points to the great challenges we have, of course, with many nominal Christians or people that don't attend church very much. The Catholics have the same problem when they poll their people. And by the way, I think the people that have actually drifted out of the church over the last 50 years probably outnumber the people who are actually on the rolls. So, yes, it's a challenge, but thankfully our pastors and our people who are active in the church are united on this issue more than virtually any other church body.
We are approaching the celebration of Christ's birth at Christmas. Does that have anything to do with the life issue?
My, doesn't it? The text is Luke chapter 1. And Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. Now, Mary says hi to her cousin. The cousin was pregnant about 3 months earlier than Mary. And when she says hi to Elizabeth, the babe leaps in Elizabeth's womb. It goes on, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? So she's in the presence of Mary and the baby, and she says, I'm in the presence of the mother of my Lord. For lo, as soon as the voice of the salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And the Greek word there is eskipsein. Skipped. Same word. Skipped for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And then Mary goes on to say, My soul doth magnify the Lord. So you have in the Christmas story itself, the unborn John the Baptizer leaping in the presence of the unborn Lord of glory. You can't get more pro-life than that in a Christmas story, can you?
What can you tell us about your first March for Life?
Well, I didn't know what to expect. I had, I think, always been pro-life, though muddle-headed at the beginning, and I didn't know quite what to expect. I thought it might be a dour event or something like that, but it was in D.C. several years ago, and what happens there is they first bring a bunch of people up on the stage, some famous people maybe, to talk about their pro-life positions. I think the last time I saw Vice President Pence speak before a crowd of hundreds of thousands on the Mall. And it's just a very eclectic, interesting group of people. You see all kinds of different groups, young people, parochial school children from all over the place. You see a bunch of different Roman Catholic groups. There's a nice big and growing swell of LCMS people in their lime green stocking caps. And you find sometimes even barefoot monks walking. I saw that one year, and it was kind of a shock. But there's a joy in the whole event. It is just standing up for something which is right. Though complex, it is right. And it's an opportunity for a Christian and a citizen to stand up and say, there is injustice, irrational injustice in our world, and now it has killed probably 60 million plus unborn children, and it's not right. To do that with one's compatriots in the faith, and then other citizens, other Christians, and other non-Christian citizens even, and to end at the Supreme Court pointing out the realities of abortion. On the Supreme Court, I think the words are engraved with liberty and justice for all. Well, not quite all. It's missed 60 million people since 1973. And to point out that incongruence and inconsistency with our own founding documents, and then to pray with our fellow Lutherans for God's moving and changing hearts. It's a great experience. You feel proud to do it. And happy to do it as a Christian citizen.
We're talking with Pastor Matt Harrison about Lutherans and life. He is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and he's going to be speaker at the March for Life Chicago on Saturday, January the 11th. When we come back, why does he make it a priority to march for life? To fight through pain, to get a taste of love. You can call it what you like.
calling life. I call it life. I prayed for things nobody.
Thanks to our listeners, Issues Etc. has operated independently and in the black for 11 consecutive years. With 2 weeks left in 2019, we're $57,000 short of expenses. Please make a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
Ed Crusum offers Bible-based, Christ-focused Christmas ornaments in various sizes for church and home. Use our Jesse Tree collection to teach your children this Advent and see our new premium ornaments, a crucifixion tableau, angel and shepherds, the Holy Family, Epiphany, and much more. Visit adcrusum.com for unique and theologically sound greeting cards, jewelry, gifts, churchwares, banners, certificates, and housewares. That's adcrusum.com.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll study the bread with no expiration date, the words of eternal life, Jesus' brothers disbelieve, Jesus' teaching is from the Father, and can this be the Christ? Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, as we continue our walk through St. John's Gospel on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org. TheWordEndures.org.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. We're talking with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, about Lutherans and life. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Folks, please help us educate a new generation of Lutherans by making a year-end tax-deductible donation to Issues Etc. Any size gift is deeply appreciated. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. at the end of 2019. Matt, why do you make it a priority to march for life every year?
I think it's good for the soul. It's good for my soul to stand up and say no when my neighbor is being harmed. Now, there are all kinds of arguments that come back. Well, if you're so hot on abortion, why aren't you doing more for the children that actually exist and all this kind of business? Well, the fact is, the church does tons, and Christian people do loads of things for children who are actually born, including placing them. The Lutheran Network of Adoption Agencies is the largest in the country, including placing children, and not only children that have no difficulties, but children with developmental disabilities or drug-related disabilities, placing them in homes, Christian homes. We believe in life, so the church, through its various mercy arms, but especially its own people, its own congregations, take care of people in numerous and intense ways from cradle to the grave. So this is an opportunity to stand up and call out for reason and justice on the one hand, and then also as a Christian to say, these people are valuable as Christ's blood. Shame on us for having laws that allow them to be murdered.
Why should Lutherans, especially Lutherans, you talk about a growing number of LCMS Lutherans, but why should Lutherans march for life wherever they march?
We believe in the two kingdoms dogma, two kingdoms doctrine. When you have one kingdom, it gets messed up. The radical reformers at the time of Luther, one guy by the name of Thomas Munzer, wanted to wipe out everybody who didn't confess Christ the way he did. And Luther said, the guy's nuts. And he was. On the other hand, another example of one kingdom dogma is Islam. There is not a separation when Orthodox Islam is involved, not a separation between church and state. The two are one. But Lutherans know the teaching of the New Testament. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's. What do we owe government? We owe government obedience, honor, service. We owe our neighbor, no matter who that neighbor is in the kingdom of the left hand, we owe them a responsible community activity. And so we join in the things in our neighborhood that are wholesome and right and good for all people to do. They are rational things. On the right-hand kingdom, we proclaim the gospel of the free forgiveness of sins in the cross of Jesus. And so citizens, that is Christian citizens, operate simultaneously in two kingdoms. We proclaim the gospel, and we may protest too, where governments refuse to allow us to proclaim the gospel, because any government that does that binds consciences, and that is irrational. It's against fundamental natural law and against revelation too. And we also confess on the left-hand kingdom when there is injustice, and we call for laws to be changed. And we're in a very significant time when laws are being changed toward the pro-life viewpoint.
What do you say to a Lutheran listening to us who says, I've never done something like walk in a march for life before, and I'm a little apprehensive? What would you say to them?
Look, it's a hoot. It's not about being judgmental. It's not about condemning people who have been fooled by this culture into this march of death. It's about loving people, even people who have been deceived by this mantra of our culture. It's about joyfully confessing what is the truth. What is truth, on the one hand, in the Ten Commandments and reason, thou shalt not murder, and about confessing as Christian citizens the truth of Christ freely in the public realm. And we are allowed to do that under the First Amendment, thank God. And you will have a great time, I guarantee you. One thing I love is marching next to Lutherans and other people. One or two times, the Archbishop of St. Louis, Carlson, who's a friend of mine, happened to pull up right beside me with a large group of Roman Catholics from St. Louis, and he and I had a chance to have a long conversation about many things. Those are very, very enjoyable, and you will meet interesting people in a very interesting activity.
You are going to be speaking at the March for Life Chicago on January 11th, and you're going to be participating in the March for Life in Washington, D.C. on January 24th. What can you tell us about these events, Matt?
Yes, sir. What happens, it's a kind of the same format in Chicago. They begin with a number of speeches in kind of a little area, park area downtown, concrete park, and there will be opponents yelling some unhappy things across the way. We love all people. God bless them all. We pray for all people, and know full well that our own views, unless they are shaped by the Word of God, would be completely dark. But we know that our message is true, and that the church and rational societies have confessed and protected life forever. So it starts out with speeches of various sorts. I try not to talk too long, you know, just 10 minutes or so. And then the clock strikes the appointed hour. The body begins moving, snaking through over to the courthouse, which is a great joy.
You can learn more about the March for Life Chicago Saturday, January 11th, and the National March for Life Friday, January the 24th in Washington, D.C. at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He's author of several books, including his latest, Why Am I Joyfully a Lutheran? And he'll be a speaker at March for Life Chicago on Saturday, January the 11th. Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Todd. And to all those listening, whether you've made the mistake of having an abortion, Christ is for you. Christ is for your aborted baby. Christ is for you. Christ loves you. He is for you. Turn not away from his mercy and grace. It's yours.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union was formed to serve the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community with mortgage and auto loans, checking and savings accounts, credit and debit cards. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Good for you, good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the movie It's a Wonderful Life with Pastor Ted Geese. We'll discuss distinction of foods, monastic vows, and ecclesiastical power in the Augsburg Confession with Pastor Paul McCain. And we'll talk to Suzanne Venker about the Netflix film The Marriage Story. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The Holy Trinity addresses three important things for the reader.
Dr. Carl Beckwith talking about his book in the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, The Holy Trinity.
It explains the difficulties we face in confessing the Trinity in our world today. It shows how Scripture carefully and decisively presents the Trinity, and it rehearses the sound pattern of words used by the Church to clarify and defend the witness of Scripture.
Learn more about the Holy Trinity at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.